The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Jess joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Jess. What's up?
Hey, so I have this problem, and I'm hoping you guys can help me with it.
Okay.
Okay.
I want you to call my husband and set him straight.
Whoa, no. What did he do now?
Well, our neighbors next door have painted their house just like our house. Like, basically, they stole our house. They single white femaled our house. Do you know what I mean? Like, our house was white with black shutters and a red door.
Okay.
And they did the exact same thing, and their landscaping looks like ours, and they basically stolen our house. And I want my husband to go over there and tell them they can't do that. And he's like, well, you should be flattered, you know. And I think you should just man up and go over there and tell him to change it or something. Like, it's too much.
Hold on. You want your husband to go to your neighbor's house and tell them that they need to repaint their house so it doesn't look like yours?
They stole our house. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what did your husband say? No?
He said no. He said we should be flattered. They really like what we did, and he's not going to go do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't like confrontation either.
No, but. I get, especially over things especially like that. What's your husband's name, Jess?
Brendan.
All right, let's call Brendan. I'm curious. I'm interested to talk to this guy.
Hello.
Brendan.
Yes.
Hey, dog. What's up, man?
Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Brendan, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE. Good morning.
Hey, Brendan.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, also, fun fact, your wife Jess is on the phone.
Hey. Hello, hi, Jess.
Hi. Brendan, Jess told us about your situation with your neighbors who kind of copied off your house paint-wise and landscape.
She wants you to go beat them up. But you're saying you won't do that.
How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty awkward about the whole situation. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I walked over there like three times and walked. I just can't do it. My heart's not in it.
Yeah. You don't think it's a problem that they stole your house from you?
It is weird. It's weird, but yeah. What are you going to do? It's their house. I don't know. They painted their house and it looks like ours. It does. I'm not going to deny that. But it's their house. I don't know. I mean, maybe we should just be flattered and move on.
But I'm upset now because you're supposed to be on my side. You're married to me, and I'm upset about it. So I want you to stand up for me because otherwise this house is going to be staring us in the face. Every day I wake up, I see this house. This house is creeping me out. Creeped out by the fact that they did this to their house. And I want you to stand up for me. You're my husband. And this is terrible, this house.
What do I say? You guys, I'm sorry. You guys have to repaint your house.
Yeah.
How do I do that? I don't know.
We'll give them the paint for the door, but not the same door. It's the same.
All right, hang on and take it. All right, I know we're getting passionate about this. People are very passionate about their doors.
Their doors.
Hang on one second. You two, don't go anywhere. We have some people on the line that can maybe help out and give some advice. 340-95-95 is the number if you want to call. What do we do about the neighbors who ripped off their house? Luis?
Hey, how we doing?
Hey, what's up, Luis? How are you?
Good. I'm on my way dropping the kid to school, and I'm listening to this couple. Believe it or not, sometimes I find myself in the same situation.
Oh, you're in the same situation?
Well, sometimes, you know, they do a few things. I do something around the house, and the neighbors start doing something around the house. The wife start complaining. I said, like, hold on a second. It's their property. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Second, you know, I respect them. You know, it doesn't hurt. They don't pay my rent.
No, yeah.
They don't put food on my table. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I have the opposite problem. My neighbors will start doing something, and my wife's like, why don't you go mow the lawn? You know, why don't you go pick up the trash in the backyard?
Yeah.
Why do you have
trash in your backyard?
Because I didn't pick it up.
Oh.
I thought I made that perfectly clear. Perfect. Keith from the North Side, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good, Keith. What'd you want to say?
Isn't it normally the wife that picks out the interior or exterior of the design or colors of the house? Why didn't the wife open up, quote, and go across the street and talk to the wife.
Oh, like a cat fight.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If she's that concerned about it, why didn't she do something about it? I'm sure the wife decided, let's do it, and the husband probably just went along with it.
Yeah, but I mean, the husbands are supposed to, like, you know, do stuff that their wives tell them. Isn't that?
I mean, I just...
Oh, maybe, but I think that she should man up. If he's not going to...
You think she should man up?
If he's not going to...
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Ashley from the West Side.
Hey.
Hey, Ashley, what'd you want to say?
I was going to ask if they had a homeowners association. Because I have one in my neighborhood, and those people are crazy.
Yeah.
They have to get the paint colors approved.
Right.
And if they didn't, then, I mean, if they did, there's nothing they can do about it. But if they didn't, then they, you know, can go to war with their HOA and then, like, attack their neighbors. You know.
I'm assuming they got it approved because they did it first.
It's the same exact colors. Yeah, right. So if they got it approved, then that's an interesting point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. When I painted my house white, the HOA, I had to fill out a form, and they were like, what kind of white?
Why?
And I was like, you know, just basic.
Like white, yeah.
White, like the whitest white you could possibly.
Right.
Like picture no color at all. Yeah. That's what my house
like
is.
Like literally white.
Yeah. Like, but is it like, can you give us the style number? I'm like, white. I'm like, you know, imagine my flesh on my house. That's basically what I'm. 340-9595. Hey, Michael from the West Side. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. What do you want to say about the situation that we're in the middle of here?
It could have been 10 times worse. That she should look at it as they did something good for them to copy off of them. She could have walked outside and been looking at a horrible Easter-colored house, vibrant purple and pink and stuff.
Yeah. So
that's
you're right.
True. That is a good point. It could be worse.
Now you can go out and you can see your own house staring back at you. It's pretty nice.
It is better than like a mint green or something. I've seen some of those.
Hey, thanks so much for...
Or she could have just walked out and they could have just converted the whole house into like a little dump. You know?
Yeah, convert into a dump. That's another popular way to go. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. Luckily, they didn't go that route.
Yeah, no.
In Florida, people do get away with some bizarre color combos.
Oh my gosh, trust me, I've seen so many insane ones.
Yeah, this is Jennifer from Orange Park. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great, Jennifer. What'd you want to say about this woman who stole this other woman's house?
Well, I live in a subdivision that has a very strict homeowners association.
Yeah.
They can't do that. I don't think they got permission, and they need to fight with the homeowners association because they'll make them change it.
But, I mean,
it's the same?
Yes. You can't have identical. You can't even have the same house built next to you.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just a different neighborhood, though.
Well, but most subdivisions do have some type of homeowners association.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, a lot of times they want it to look kind of formulaic and similar so that, you know, there's this homogeneous kind of look to it. Anyway, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. This is Jacob. How are you, Jacob?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. What do you think the proper course of action is here? What should they do?
Man, I don't think she should get mad about it, man. I think that, like, somebody's trying to make her hate because they're trying to take her style, but she should just rock it better than the other lady.
Yeah.
I don't think she should get mad at it at all and make him go over there and have a confrontation. That could lead to being bad neighbors for years and just...
Yeah, and like really awkward.
So just totally like just go with it and rock it.
Yeah, you couldn't even go outside and be like, hey man, how was your day doing today? It would be like, no, man, you stole my house.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Maybe just get over it is a good. That's a good. Let's tell her that. Let's tell her that. Look, Jess, a lot of people are saying, hey, maybe you're overreacting, and you know the you should see it as it's a little bit of flattery, maybe. But there's bigger problems in the world.
Well, I guess, but it's weird, and now we have to paint our door, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
That might be a
but all you know what? Probably if you paint your door, they're just going to paint their door too. So maybe
it's
just
creepy.
Save.
It's so creepy.
Is it? Okay.
It's kind of weird.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.